Commissioners Court for Monday, August 10th, 2026, at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, this is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court on August 10th, 2026. That is today. No, sorry. Regular meeting, 10th day of August, 2020, at 9 a.m. here at the courthouse. We'll start with the invocation. Jody, lead us in the word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank this group of people here this morning. Just help us make the right decisions. Help us make the best choices for the county, dear Lord. Just thank you for all our blessings and be with those. You can all the help they can get. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right, thank you. All right, public comments.
Sure smells nice in the hall.
Number one, consider take action to approve minutes from July 27th, 2026, regular session, July 27th, 2026, workshop, July 29th, 2026, workshop, August 4th, 2026, workshop, August 5th, 2026, special session, August 5th, 2026, workshop. Thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome. No wonder I'm tired.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second? You pick one. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Do we have that?
No, I don't know what we're doing. The amount submitted for your approval, gentlemen, is $213,881.62.
Okay, motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve proposed 2026. And I need, and we put 2025, but we can amend it when we do approve. Just put amended 2026. So, Marla?
Do you want to read it?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
the original. Don't
worry. Okay. The one that counts is right here anyway. So. Franklin County Commissioners Court, August 10th, 2026. Commissioners Court reviewed the following items and took the following actions regarding the proposal of the 2026 tax rate for Franklin County fiscal year 2027 calendar budget year. Number one, review and determine the level of funding required by the fiscal year 2027 budget. Number two, the no new revenue rate is as follows. General fund, 0.23219. Lateral road, 0.07945, RBS is 0.01249, INS 0.0221, with a total 2026 no new revenue rate of 0.34624. Number three, after review of the expenses presented, it is determined that the level of proposed 2026 tax rates needed to fund fiscal year 2027 budget are as follows. General fund 0.26889, lateral road 0.08295, RBS 0.01302, INS 0.02211. Total proposed 2026 tax rate for fiscal year 2027 budget is 0.38697. Number four, take a record vote of the proposed 2026 tax rate increase for the fiscal year 2027 budget. 2026 proposed tax rate voter approval rate is 0.38697. 2026 no new revenue rate 0.34624. Increase over no new revenue rate 0.0407. Number five, public hearing set for August 24th at 9 a.m. Number six, schedule a meeting to set for the fiscal year 2027 budget and adopt the 2026 tax rate. Date Monday, August 24th, 2026 at 9 a.m. Motion by, I need a motion.
So moved.
Scott moves some. I'll understand. And you got E on here, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Second?
I'll second it.
Joe, D, Stan.
I know it's something I needed to ask you. Do you want us to do Joe, D, period, Stanley? That was something I needed to ask. Okay, if not, I needed to know Joe, Dan, or which one you wanted us to put it on. Because I got to that the other day and I thought, crap, I'm not sure which way he wants me to do that.
County Judge Scott Lee, yes. Commissioner Precinct One, Joey Stanley? Yes or no? Barbara Stanley?
I answer that.
Yes or no?
Yes or no, for the budget.
Yes.
Commissioner Precinct Two, Toby Godfrey?
No.
Commissioner Three, Scott Newsom?
Yes.
Commissioner Four, Precinct, Scott Smith? You're the last one, you have time to think about it.
No.
Motion carries, 3-2. Order, by order of Commissioners Court on this 10th day of August 2026. And Brooke will have to sign that and I'll let you have that here in just a second. Okay. Number four. Yeah, four. Consider take action to approve proposed Franklin County fee schedule. Do you have those here? Right.
So it's 3-2, right?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, I've got to tell Melissa so she can get it in the newspaper.
Are we doing... Well, I'll go ahead and do that first. Well, I'm trying to figure out this next one. Is this optional fee calendar year physical calendar? CY 2027 through TxDOT, our Texas Department of Motor Vehicles, is that what we're doing next?
Yes.
Okay. This is imposition of optional fees, calendar year instructions complete and returned in form, including a court order if required to the Texas DMV via email at DMV optional calendar. Please submit your earliest convenience, but no later than Wednesday, September the 2nd. County name, select one of the options. Hello. Landon? Option A, if no changes, the county will charge the same fee as 2027. Submit this form, text out if you want. But if you want to change your fee, we've got to do it today. But is there any changes? Marla, there's no changes. Do y'all want any changes?
So what is that?
Yeah,
Melissa's
not here, so that's up to
y'all, but I don't.
Y'all want to change anything?
What about the things you have on
that? I have no idea. This is just if you want to add some enter the amounts of each fee for those that do not change into zero. Road and bridge fee. I have no idea what the
What's road that cover? Because I've had that asked to me.
What's that?
The road and bridge fee is $10. Or what's that go to?
It goes, that's what text, I guess that's what text gives
goes
us.
Goes to y'all.
Goes to y'all, what text gives you every year. And then the child safety fee will be approved through the CAC to give them that CAC fee. Mm-hmm. And we gave the registration. Melissa's not here. She,
yeah, the,
she does all this and she's kind of budget stuff.
I say if you don't have all the numbers right
here,
why don't we just, you know, make a decision today, we stay with what we have.
That's a good choice. Yes. That a motion?
That's a motion, yes.
Second. You got a motion and a second to keep it as is. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Well, we never changed it every year anyway, except for last year when we did the child. Okay. And number five, consider and take action to approve authorizing Bryant IT as administrator for Tyler Technologies case management system to allow for managing and assigning proper user rights and user roles. That's just keeping our deal so they can work with Tyler. That's what we got to approve it through there. Correct?
I don't know anything about that.
Who put this on?
I did.
Oh, I'm here. Sorry, I wouldn't listen. That's why I'm here.
Oh, okay.
If you read it before, I get this.
Consider and take action to approve authorizing Bryant IT as administrator for Tyler Technologies case management system and allow for managing and assigning proper user rights and user roles.
Yes. You want, how much do you want? So basically right now, we need somebody to be able to control who has administrative authorization to go into certain sections of policy. And so with Bryant IT being our IT people, that takes it out. One person's, there's not really a person unless you want to do it,
no.
Judge. Takes it out of any one agency being able to say, I'm over all this. And we talked to Seth Bryant, he said, that's great, I do it. I think he does it maybe other places.
It
so it's just basically allowing him. So if I want authorization to go do something, if my office needs it, I have to go to him, get that authorization. And so it's just cleaner, it's better. It's how it should have been from the beginning.
So you don't just have one person with access to it?
Yeah. So it's, and should be covered under our existing agreement with Brian. Is Brian now? Not Brian.
Years ago, I used to be that person, and I didn't get into somebody else's stuff, and I didn't really have a right to be there.
Legally, it's what we need to do.
And they have all the TCIC, NCIC clearance to do that.
Yeah. So, in layman's terms, it's keeping everybody out of everybody else's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just cleaned up from how it's been running since we got off.
Make a motion to approve authorizing Bryant IT administrator for Tyler Technologies care management system to allow management system proper user rights and user roles.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Discussion item. We need to discuss something early. We have some serious, serious issues with building problems. We have leaks. Some of them are with, the majority of it is because of this geothermal stuff that we got there that has been a problem ever since I've been here. I'm talking about we had to put in the pipes and leaking, we got leaks all over the place. Landon's office is leaking, your office is leaking, yours is the air conditioner part, and I have no idea. We was talking about this morning. I didn't know it was a separate kind of deal, but it's all run through the geothermal stuff, and it's leaking upstairs. And I got.
So you still don't have air conditioner in your office, right?
No, sir.
Because of it.
So we call the guy at Huntsville. He can't figure. He says there's nothing we can do. And I wish Robert Zinn was here, but he's not here. We got. And he did tell me the other day, so if we fixed every bit of 6 months from now, the way it vibrates, it's going to start doing it again and again and again and again. And we're spending tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars since I've been here. I think that one deal was 150, 160 to repipe that and going all the way to the district courtroom up there. It has been nothing but a nightmare. So we have got to sit down and make some big decisions on whether we want to put central air and heat back in here, get bids from people about what it would take. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I was so frustrated last week about this. And when I talked to him Friday, I just need some direction. I don't know what to do.
Just keep pouring money into it.
It's destroying the buildings. Yes. It is destroying the
buildings. Besides it not working, it's...
Yes.
I mean, if you send that courtroom floor up
there. Yes. And it's going to continue to, every time we fix the courtroom floor, it's going to drip. Again, I can't believe it happened. It didn't get wet, but it didn't.
I'm all for checking in to see what we talked to the employees and everybody going out.
Well, we did learn there's an air side, a geothermal, and there's a geothermal side. They do not cross over. There are people that work on the geothermal side and there's people that work on the air side. We have no clue about this. You know, this system's been in here since 2014. I have no clue that it works separately. So Brooke actually has an air problem, not a geothermal problem.
But
upstairs is a geothermal problem, and his is a geothermal.
And up there is a geothermal where it's, the pipes are continually, they got a piece of wood propped up there. I got to come here.
It's not leaking right now.
And he's called me three times as well. And he's scared to death. He said it's going to flood the whole court when it does.
And it will, just like it did last time when it happened. We have no way of knowing what damage it's caused inside the walls that we can't even see at this stage in the day. Because it could have been leaking for weeks before we noticed it inside offices and upstairs. I mean, we already have a huge buckle in the floor upstairs from the last buckle that we had repaired.
That was about $10,000.
$11,000.
Just to fix that one side.
If we go, you know, talk about getting the central air back in, which is probably the best, obviously.
Well, we got people to work on it.
Right. So, just ask them, where we need to do that. Just ballparking it, what were you thinking it'd be?
Oh, $500,000.
And that's what I was afraid of.
That's ballpark, right. I guess. I don't know. I know what it costs to put it in a new house.
Right.
You know, $25,000.
Yeah. And the thing about it, they've got to come in here and take all the geothermal out before they can put central heat in.
We're going to have to shut down the courthouse for several months, and we're going to have to find somewhere to go. Marla did bring up the fact that these two little buildings right here on top of Angie
Buildings. This across here?
Across the street, if we could lease it for a while.
I don't know.
We're going to have to build a new jail and...
that came up.
If we did it today, we broke ground today, it'd still be at least 3 to 5 years.
Because his plumbing's crushing, collapsing.
Now, he did say, the guy from the geothermal said, we could cut the third floor off.
And that's what was wrong before, when we didn't have enough pump and enough piping to go. So when we redid that just for that floor.
But he did say we could cut just the third floor off. Now, how that would help, I don't know. If it would even help.
But what would they do for air conditioning up there?
We'd have to put in a unit.
And it'd be loud.
Those are the options at this stage in the game. But the guy from Longview, I think, is supposed to be here this afternoon. And he may have an idea of what to do by the end of the week.
Why do you think you have to shut down 3 months?
They had to completely come in here and take all the piping through every bit of this, everywhere.
They could just take the water out, leave the piping in the walls.
From what Robert said the other day, from what I understood, is they got to remove the pipe because of where the ductwork is going to have to go. That's kind of what I understood on part.
We use the existing ductwork.
They have to start there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, they said there was, but they said that the last time.
Yeah, she came here the other day and said that there's other grants we can do to repair stuff. So I'm probably going to call them and talk to them. I hate bidding on them because they own you. My goodness gracious.
Is it what they still pull?
Yes. And that would take a 2-year process of getting
around. Well, I've heard to be replaced, not repaired.
Yes.
And I'm not sure they'll do that.
It's not like an elevator. Well, they come here and say, you got the 1912 this in here and 1912 this in there, and you got to do this. No, I'm sick. I'm sick of living in 1912. And whoever's after me and after y'all and after everybody in here, it's still going to be a problem. And it's going to be a problem. And we look back now, I do, I look back at the decisions that were made in 2010, 11, 12, 13, were bad decisions. I'm sorry, I hate to say it, and I've already told several commissioners to their face, that was, he said, well, we listened to so and so and so. Well, you shouldn't have, you should have really done your homework. They didn't do their homework. And it was a horrible decision they made. I hate to say that. It's kind of like an old president talking, I mean, new president talking about an old president. I'm with Trump. I'll be Trump. I'll not. I'll talk a little bit. But we got issues that we got to fix. And last week I threw my house out. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Well, we just have to come see what they say today. I guess.
Yeah.
Get some quotes.
Anyway.
What is out here at the ball field that we got to take care of?
Dennis just came to me and said that there was some damage. The wind had blown over some kind of, I don't know if it's some of the stands or I don't know what it was, but anyway, Ricky just rode it back behind the little building back there, and he said he scared death some kids when he said they're going to get cut up because it's all mangled and everything. It's just metal, and we've got a company we're going to bring in. They're going to bring their own dumpster.
I told Beth, by the way.
If y'all get time, especially before soccer starts, I don't know when soccer starts, y'all. You're pretty quick.
Middle of September, first part of October.
It's Sunday, so in the next month, it's always be kicking off. So, and I'll go out there and look at it and see what it is, see what it's going to take to get rid of it.
And then
I think it's one of those board box.
I think. We've got the pregnancy center going to have a Diamond Rio and Haven Drive.
That's right. And when is that? September?
September. When was it?
Yeah. 25th?
Yes, I think.
And we got to keep them off that soccer field parking. There's supposed to be 8 people out there.
I'm sure there will be.
Well,
we'll have to.
They may.
It's a good, it's a pretty good group.
Yeah,
it is. So, more I'm worried about that.
And I don't know if the other commissioners realize this or not, but I worked the dump Saturday, and they doubled up on the price of getting rid of mattresses.
Oh, really?
No, it's 20 for the weight now.
They said when they opened the doors on there at the Mount Pleasant or whatever, if there's a box spring mattress in there, it's $70 or $68.
Sell them good night.
So, well, what I'm saying is we Marla done made the list and got the price, but I did have like a guy come out here Saturday. He said, oh, I'm gonna pay that. I'll carry it back. And he had another burn pile somewhere. So just kind of got to let anybody know if they start running up in the ditches or in the creeks or whatever. That's what I'm afraid is gonna happen, but.
That's huge. Good across.
Well,
that's where it went up, yeah.
I know.
But we need to get the mattress recycled.
10-12 down the creek. There's the dead dog, if they call it dead dog creek.
But I'm just kind of letting y'all know to kind of keep an eye out if y'all start seeing anything. I mean, far as that, that's really the only thing that went up. I think the couches and stuff went up $10 or something from 30 to 40. The mattresses, I don't know why it's a big deal. There's a full size box.
Wait, put it on my website. Okay.
Mattress for sale is $68 is what it costs.
Mm-hmm. We're putting a metal box down there, so that'll be there whenever Beth gets the schedule for that.
What else, Marla?
Hang on, this boys.
Rick, anything going on in the sheriff's office?
Not today.
I put out there yesterday.
First day of school.
We're going to try to seal chip 20, or going to try to, but plans are to seal chip 2010 tomorrow. From right there past Calvary Church to 1896.
Oh, okay.
And I'll go pretty quick.
Bless you. Sessions.
Thank you.
Nothing happens, but.
We have a meeting with Solar at 10 o'clock. What the next?
Thursday, or Wednesday.
Wednesday.
What did I say?
10 o'clock. You didn't say about that.
Wednesday at 10. Yes.
I need help.
Just
senior vice president.
Yeah.
I'll keep on my way up.
You always turn.
Where's that meeting at?
The bid is on if we go to the Sunrise.
Out there?
Yes.
Off 71 or?
Okay.
Yes.
Any chance we could do it earlier?
I doubt it. I don't know. I can ask. I can see though.
Or should we do it at 10:30? If that's all right.
Okay. I'll see it out.
Dogs, I think we're eating donuts.
Yeah, I can stall them.
Yeah, that part.
They've been stalling me for months.
I'm out of control this calendar, so.
Hey, the only thing I had was Linda Hammond came by with the mosaic. She would like for some of the elected officials to be a part of the mosaic tiles for the 250th anniversary. It's a mural project. And when completed, these tiles will come together as a single artwork representing our shared history, values, and future. The mural will hang on the south wall of the Country Corner Creations facing Main Street.
Oh, Commissioner Smith, you can't put your face on one. Where'd that come from? It's the works. I just thought that might be what you're thinking about.
I'm done. That's all I got.
I'm just in here relaying.
Len, you got anything else?
Nope.
Anything to deal with? Had a discussion the other day with the Industrial Foundation.
Yeah, we'll take that one offline.
Okay. I'd like standard looking for a place to do the tile for Franklin, but they can get that spot over there for now.
Never know. Money talks.
Yeah, it does. Anything? Russell, you got a big meeting?
We have a new system.
New system?
A new system for doing our publications in the newspaper, so it's been a little bit of a... We have to have it there by 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So we were struggling.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All first out?
Aye.
Thank y'all.
All right.
Melissa said, be scheduled to make sure.